You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, Episode 3. Today, we're talking about how to avoid the biggest profit mistakes in business. And I've asked my good friend, Jim Palmer, to join me. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey, everybody, Melanie here. Welcome. And if this is your first time listening in, then thanks for being here with us. The Amplify Your Success podcast is produced every week and is available on Monday for your inspiration. Now, today, I want to introduce you to a longtime friend of mine, someone who I've known for, I believe it's almost 12 years now, Jim Palmer. Jim is a marketing and business building expert and in-demand coach. He's the founder of the Dream Business Academy and Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, the hit weekly web TV show watched by thousands of entrepreneurs and small business owners. And he's also the host of Stick Like Glue Radio, a weekly podcast based on Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building strategies. Jim's best known internationally as the Newsletter Guru and creator of No Hassle Newsletter, the ultimate done-for-you newsletter marketing program, used by hundreds of clients in 9 countries. And he's also the author of one of my favorite mindset books on business, and that is Decide, the Ultimate Success Trigger. And I had the great honor of contributing to that book and having many of my own mindset coaching and productivity tips included in there. So welcome, Jim. I'm so grateful to have you here.
Oh, it's always an honor to be on your program, Melanie. It truly puts a smile on my face when we get to spend time together.
I know. And you are in the middle of such a huge break. Well, I don't want to say it's a breakthrough. It's like you have had a life-altering dream come true. You want to share with everybody what's just happened for you guys?
Yeah. So we are literally, as you and I are doing the interview, all of our furniture is going into storage in 2 days. We'll be moving into a one-bedroom apartment for 5 months. We just this past weekend took possession of our truly a dream boat. I mean, it's a big, beautiful boat. We're going to live on that boat starting May 1st for probably a couple of years at least. And we're going to live and work aboard and just travel around. And I mean, it really, it's a pinch me moment. Like, man, did I really set up my business that I'd be able to do this? And it's scary, but you know, well, everything's a little scary.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're actually living your dream instead of just talking about it, it gets very real very fast.
I know, it's the truth. It's like this is everything we've worked for, but all of a sudden it's getting like there is no turning back because the house is sold. So, you know, we just keep moving forward. And literally, I've never actually driven a 50-foot boat before and put it in a slip without hurting anybody or myself. And I did it. So, I mean, it's all a matter of there's so many firsts. And doing it and getting, okay, that wasn't that hard. And, you know, that really is a lot about what life's about and certainly being an entrepreneur is about, new things.
I love it. I love seeing this happen. We've been friends for, what, over 10 years?
Close
to 12 years, something like that. So kind of watching this evolution of Jim and seeing you really, you know, own this dream is awesome. And, you know, it really ties into what we're talking about today, which is the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make that are actually robbing them of their dream business. And I got to ask you, because I know you have a book about, you know, the power of a decision, it's Decide. How important was the decision point to make this a reality?
It was, we actually started a blog. It's not a business blog. It's about our Stephanie and my journey called ourfloatinghome.com. So if anybody's curious about what went into that, so I won't for sake of time, but I basically, Steph came home in May of this past year, this year that we're in now. And she said that it's time for an adventure. And I'm like, well, okay, what do you got in mind? And I don't know what you want to do, go to a play or something. So, you know,
go to sushi. That would be a big adventure.
Yeah, I know. For me, it would be. She's into that. But we started talking about what if we lived in the Caribbean for a year? What if we do travel or anything? And literally over about 60 days, she said, well, what if we live in a boat? Because, you know, I bought a boat 3 years ago. We totally love it, the stress relieving aspects of it. And we just said that would be really cool. And we started, what would it look like? But then we both got a little bit nervous. And literally, so I think this is, for me, it's God speaking, for could be the universe, whatever. But the next morning, she got an email, like one of these inspirational quotes. It was Hunter S. Thompson, who, and I'll paraphrase, so I won't get a little bit wrong. But he said, basically, like, you're not meant to live your life in a well-preserved, arrive at heaven's door in a well-preserved body. You're supposed to skid in dusty and bruised and say, wow, what a ride. And when she got that, she said, this is it. This is the sign that we need to do this. So we really set about what would it take. And the whole journey, we decided to sell the house ourselves and save some of that hefty commission. And we used so much of the business principles as far as getting expertise. We hired a home stager. We hired a professional photographer. And we figured out how to get the house listed on MLS with some really cool website stuff. And we did it. In 5 weeks, we sold our house. We found the boat. They made an offer. Everything is falling into place, Melanie. It's just, it's almost, I want to say magical, but it's such a huge thing, but yet we're ready for it because we're young. I mean, we've got 3 grandkids, but we're still very young and we got our health, and it's just like, it's time for an adventure. So that's what we're going to do.
I love it. The big adventure. Well, you know, life is so much richer when there's an adventure involved. So it's good. Speaking of adventures, I think having our own business, being a business owner and entrepreneur, that's a big adventure as well. And it's an adventure that can go very, very wrong for a lot of people without realizing it. You know, you taught me something early on as we were getting to know each other about a mistake that's kind of rooted in the mindset, but then it's all about how we focus on generating cash. And, you know, I remember you saying it something like this, that one of the biggest mistakes an entrepreneur or small business owner can make is focusing on new sales at the expense of keeping your current clients engaged.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that today, because it's always stuck in my head. It's always, Jim's always running around in the back of my brain going, all right, are you getting new sales or are you focusing on keeping the clients you have happy? And I think it's a really, really big, I like to call them pivot points, when you get that you can actually be a lot more profitable and have a lot more of a dream business when you know the right combination of new clients to keeping the clients you have.
There's so much profit that people aren't realizing in their current customer list. You know, when business owners get stuck or they want to grow or, you know, need more revenue, profit, whatever, they always go, well, we got to get more new clients. But in reality, most businesses, and this is true whether you're a service-based business or you sell products and things like that, but most companies sell many different things. And when you get a new customer, whether it's by way of referral or whether your marketing works, somebody comes into your business with online brick and mortar and says, you know, after a sort of a dating period, I trust you, I find value in what you're selling, and they buy something from you or hire you. And that is, some people ring a bell, like in the old days when they were selling aluminum siding in that movie, they ring a bell, hey, we got another new one. But the very next thing most small business owners do after they celebrate that sale is they say, well, let's go get another one. And I say that's completely wrong, because the most expensive part for most businesses is the cost of acquiring that customer. So why would you not do everything possible to maximize the profitability of each and every customer relationship? So what does that look like? Well, for example, you could, by staying in touch with them, you will create a stronger relationship. First of all, you'll stay top of mind. You know, I'm big into newsletters, Melanie. So if you send out a monthly newsletter and each month you talk about how one of your products or services helped another client. In other words, don't do like a featured product of the month. That's boring and salesy. But if you say how, hey, we saved a client X number of dollars by doing X, Y, and Z, here's how we did it. That might be interesting. And all your other customers who haven't heard that you do that or haven't tried, say, wow, that's cool. I didn't know they worked with those companies. I didn't know they did that. And everybody listening to this call, Melanie, if you've been in business for a year or 20 years, you've probably attended some sort of an event or Christmas party or something, and somebody, maybe a current customer, would say, oh, guess what? We just did this in our business. And your reaction as the business owner might be, well, oh, hey, I didn't know you did that. And right. And so what I always tell people is it's not your customer's job to learn all the different ways that you can help them. It's not your customer's job to even remember your name. It's your job to tell them. So what I believe, Melanie, is that a big portion, and 50%, maybe 80% of your what you might call your marketing budget should be used to proactively and actively court your customers and keep them longer. We know that customers who stay longer, they end up spending more and they end up referring more because they've already proven that they trust you. To just keep going after new customers, it's just the expensive way to do it. Acquiring a new customer takes longer. You know, there's just so many reasons why it makes sense. Yet most people, as you say, their brain is hardwired to think, well, we need more new customers.
Yeah, I need more money. I should go get more customers instead of recognizing that there's a lot of gold in the clients you already have. So maybe we could first of all, before I do that, there's a statistic that you've said about the cost versus profitability here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share what that is?
Cost versus of acquiring customer versus yep. versus profitability. Yeah. Well, if you think about it, let's say you sell an item. So and everybody's profit margin would be different. You sell an item for $100 and the cost of the goods for you to purchase that at wholesale, let's say it's $50. So you make $50 gross profit. And from there, you have to take in your marketing costs and things like that. Let's say it's $20. Now you're left with $30 of gross profit on that $100 item. But if you stay in touch with that customer and just develop a stronger relationship through a newsletter, through all these different techniques, and they just come back and buy more often, you suddenly, if you sell another $100 item, subtract the cost of goods, but you don't have the constant marketing to acquire the new customer, which is the expensive kind, now your gross profit for every subsequent sale is so much higher. Mm. I mean, how many people have ever sold a second or a third item to somebody and when they like walk out of your store, somebody go, my God, that was so much easier, right? It's the same thing. I tell people, I've had somebody tell me, and I've done it the same way because I'm very loyal with people that take good care of me, but I've had somebody, when I was, after about a year of doing business, they wanted to buy something else, and I said, okay, now I'll prepare a quote for you. And his exact words were, no, Jim, you do a great job. Just do it for me and send me the bill, right? That's the value of developing that strong relationship with your customers. And it doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen simply because you give them good service. If somebody goes to a new restaurant and they get a decent meal, in other words, it doesn't get screwed up. Forget about it being outstanding. Let's just say it's a good meal. It was delivered on time and the waitress didn't scream at you. You know, most restaurateurs are going to think, okay, that was a success. I'm sure they'll come back. Well, why aren't you sending them a newsletter? Why aren't you giving them a frequent buyer card or some kind of referral reward program or something like that? I mean, it's just so much lost opportunity by not engaging. I call it dating after marriage. I did a video once and it was like, you know, when you go to meet somebody and maybe you're on your best behavior, your first, second, third date, you're always looking good. You might shave or put on perfume, whatever you do. And, you know, but then all of a sudden you get married, right? And yeah, I'm sure there's a honeymoon stage, but eventually, let's say years later, I know you're going to go to work. I'm going to go to work. I know we still love each other, but that little bit of, you know, the best behavior starts to wear off. It's like that in business. When you get a new customer, that's very much like getting married and you stop dating. You don't put your best foot forward. But I think in both cases, your personal life and your business, you should date constantly.
Oh, I totally agree. It's all about the ongoing relationship and feeling nurtured. You know, people don't want to feel like they're only important when they're giving you money. They want to feel important, you know, for the longevity of the relationship. But I seem to remember you saying something about it's 10 times more profitable to keep your current clients buying from you than it is to acquire a new customer. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's 10 times more expensive to acquire a customer than to keep a customer.
Okay,
and I sort of gave that example before. And, you know, and when I show slides and stuff, I can show the math going further down the chain. And if you get a customer and sell them 10 times versus selling 10 new customers, you make like 10 times the money.
Oh, wow.
The math is certainly there. And again, even if you have a great relationship and somebody buys from you 10 times, the fact that you have that great relationship when someone says, hey, where'd you get your bike, or who did this for you, or who's your coach, whatever, oh my gosh, you know, that your name is going to be top of mind, and you're going to share. People love to share experiences with people that take great care of, because they feel special.
Yeah.
It doesn't even take that. I walk in my dry cleaner probably for the last dozen years. Hello, Jim. I won't do his accent, but he knows my name. Almost no other place I go in Jim, how hard is that? But just to be known like that and get a smile every single time, I don't care if somebody's going to run a sale for shirts half price down the block, I'm still going to this guy.
Yep, there is that feeling welcomed and feeling desired. So let's dig a little bit deeper into how can we continue to engage these clients we already have. I mean, one angle is keeping them happy, right? But there's more to retention to create the profits. It's how do we encourage them to keep buying? And in my mind, there's kind of two angles. There's the, all right, they are ongoing customers of the same product. But unless you have a product that they can keep buying over and over and over again, that may not work. What are some other ways that we can deepen that repeat business and retention business if we don't have something that someone can keep buying over and over and over again, like a Starbucks coffee?
Well, by the way, Starbucks does a fairly good job of making, well, I don't know if they make people feel special, but they do a great job with customer loyalty in general. And part of that is brand building. But one of the things I think it makes it easier for business owners to spend money under the form of retention is understanding what the lifetime value is of their customer. You know, Disney does not, I mean, they spend millions of dollars on marketing, but they don't really, have you ever seen a Disney ad that said, hey, our parks are clean, we're gonna have a lot of fun, come down to our Disney parks? You don't see that. They spend millions of dollars, first of all, on training their, they call them team members or actors or play, I forget what they call them, but on training, and they spend millions of dollars on how clean the park. I mean, people that go to Disney, they don't just say it was a good vacation, it was a great vacation, and they often go back. And when they go back, they take their friends, neighbors, and everybody else with them. It's the experience that makes Disney, that turns people into raving Disney fans. I mean, it's certainly not the quality of the rides. I mean, it's the experience. Now, there are many ways that you can enhance the experience, but let me go to your question originally. So I think that if you want to sell more to your current customers, you probably have things now that you can sell. But in my world, part of a dream business is multiple streams of revenue. So what are the other services that you can offer? The way I discovered that is, when I started my second business, which is No Hassle Newsletters, I started getting clients that were subscribing to the templates and the content. And then when I wrote my first book, The Magic of Newsletter Marketing, I talked about the right way to fold it and print it, the right paper to use, things like that. I started getting questions, hey, can you refer a good printer? And to me, it's like, well, if I refer a printer, I'm doing a nice thing, but why don't I just print the newsletters for them? So I created a partnership with an actual printer, and I launched my Concierge Print Mail on Demand program. And then everything that went forward, hey, who can design the mastheads? Well, now we're designing mastheads for clients. And then when I started getting into social media and blogging a lot, who do you recommend for writers? Well, I could make my own stream of conscience was I can make a referral or I can create a revenue stream. Then I created Custom Article Generator and No Hassle Social Media. And what I was doing there, Melanie, and this is really important, is people need to listen not only to what their customers are asking for, but what they're saying. And, part of that is being accessible. So you and I, for many years, were kind of seminar junkies, a little bit less now, but we were going to all these seminars and interacting with people. And I didn't just go and say, here's my card, how can I help you? I'm listening to what people are asking for, what their struggles were. People said, I got a lot of good ideas, but I just don't have any time to write blog posts. I know I should be doing it. To me, that's like, if I can give somebody blog posts for a really reasonable price and I can scale it by having hundreds of people use the service, I can make some good money doing that. So it's listening for things like that. But even if you're not going to create new revenue streams, new products or offerings, I guarantee most people listening to this program right now already have multiple offerings and multiple services that they can offer their customers, and their customers just don't even know about it.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up that if you listen, you know exactly what solution to provide to move somebody into the next level of your offerings. You probably remember that in the very beginning, that's what got me off the ground is I was going to all those events and a lot of my friends were teaching these really big marketing strategies that were completely overwhelming their clients. And so they were asking me, can you help my clients get out of the overwhelm and simplify how they're going to implement? And that's actually how my first three programs were born. The Get Out of Overwhelm, How to Build a Dream Team, and my lifestyle business courses were simply because I heard what people were struggling with and what they wanted more of, and I just gave them that next step. And I think it's really important as we're thinking about our own dream business, do we have a path that we can take our clients down that says, okay, I start you with this thing, and once you're finished, what problem can I help you solve next? And did I create a problem of how to get what you need from that first step that now I need to help you solve?
Yeah, a lot of people have programs and they just want to find more ways to sell that. Like they get a little bit, I was talking with a prospective coaching member yesterday and I won't say what she did, but it was, I said, have you ever thought about this or that? Like, no, I really just want to do this. I'm like, in my head, I'm going, okay, this ain't going to work well. Because you know, small business owners focus on selling more. That's the way they grow. They sell more of what they have. Entrepreneurs are more wealth creation focused, and they're thinking of how are there's different ways that I could bring in money and create wealth and security for myself. I'm open to different things. That's one of the things I look for when I'm talking to potential people. Are you open to having your business look differently 6 to 12 months down the road? Not saying it's going to, but if you're open to it, man, the sky's the limit. You know, there's one other thing that I just came into my mind about retention and higher profits. Recognizing that all customers are not created equal. You know, you'll see stores send out a coupons 10% off your next purchase. Well, first of all, how exciting is that? But you know, if you've got let's say you've got a business and you've got, just for easy math, you got 100 customers. I bet you, even by the old 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, that you know, about 200, what did I say, 100, or let's do 1,000 customers. 200 of those customers are going to produce 80% of your revenue, most likely. And then you got 800 that are somewhere, you know, on a sliding scale. Somebody comes in once every 10 years, so somebody comes in once a year. But those 20% that produce most of your revenue, I would dissect that list even further. I'd want to know the top 10%, 5%, and 1%. Clearly, you've got in those 1,000 customers, you've probably got at least 10 of them or 20 people that are probably doing huge amounts of money on a regular basis. So why are you going to send them a coupon for 10%? Why aren't you not figuring out a way you can just like make their life so much better, whether it's delivery, giving them extra value, giving them, you know, they refer a customer because they're probably really enjoying you. So instead of sending them a gift certificate or sending them some kind of chocolate covered cherries, one of my favorites, by the way, why don't you send them a $100 coupon to their favorite restaurant or something like that, right? Something magnanimous. Oh my gosh, Jim, I can't send everybody $100. Well, yes, you can if that customer is spending $50,000 a year with you. So anyway, not all customers are created equal, and you have to know who are your best customers, and you got to treat them actually a little bit different.
Well, and you bring up a really good point here, and I think it's so important to keep checking our mindset about things, right? And if you're not spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars acquiring a new sale, couldn't you see that as the cost of doing business or the investment in keeping a high ticket client happy, right? And I think people forget, like, you're not spending this much money to acquire the client, you are investing this money in keeping a raving fan.
So I got a quick story, if you want, about retention.
Okay. And
so when I launched No Hassle Newsletter, somewhere about a year into it, I was looking at my stats, and I think my average member was staying about 6 months. And I thought, well, that's not very good. And I started doing a little research. I remember Ryan Lee, I think, at the time was really big into memberships. And I checked with him, and he said, well, actually, 6 months is pretty good. Most memberships are like 2 to 3 months. Well, so I wasn't happy with that. So what I started to do is I started looking at the people who would join, and then I looked at when they were leaving. And at that time, it was something like 2 to 4 months on average. The people who left in 2 to 4 months, and then people who stayed longer. So one thing I did is I started gifting everybody that joined the program, whether I initially sent them a note, had my newsletter guru caricature, and it had some sugar cookies. And they had a little bit of note, thanks for joining, welcome aboard. I think it was something like, well, you're waiting for the sweetness of higher profits. Let me share a little sweets with you or something like that. And that was cool. And then the next thing I did is I had somebody, actually the first step was having one of my client support people call them, and not to sell them, just to say, thank you. Do you have any questions? Because one of the things I started realizing after we were talking to some of the people who left is, it wasn't that they didn't like the program. It wasn't that, it was because they didn't use it, Melanie. And, you know, after about 3 or 4 months of seeing the charge on your credit card, having not used it, even though I make it simple, it's like, well, if I'm not going to use it, I better stop paying for it. So we started offering help to get their first newsletter out the door. Because if they get their first newsletter out the door and they get some good results, they're going to do it again. And if they get do it again, guess what? So anyway, I started going from 6 months to 8 months to 9 months to 12 months. And as it kept growing up to 12 months, I was talking about it and people started asking me, how are you doing that? So that's, by the way, just like you create a program. I created my first program called Double My Retention, how I went from 6 to 12 months. Well, that program still exists, but honestly, it's a little outdated, even though the information is still valid, because my average client now stays 37 months. And what I did is I kept growing the program. So if somebody was with me like 4 months, I then sent them one of my free books. And we can tell who bought what book. So if they didn't buy any books, I sent them the newsletter books. That was kind of the tie-in. But if they had that, I'll send them Stick Like Glue or something else. And long story short, my retention program, I invest $42.80 in every member that signs up for my program. Now, again, there's going to be somebody listening goes, $42.80, I've got 1,000 members, I can't spend $42,000. Well, here's the upshot. When I started this effort, my average client was worth, in round numbers, let's say $700. My average client has like tripled. It's like almost $3,000 or $3,400. In other words, when somebody becomes a member and they go right through this process, which I pretty much have automated now, there's a sequence of about 7 things: phone call, gift, I mail a special report, I end up mailing a book, I do a bunch of things totaling $42.80. And the end result is my average customer has grown in lifetime value from $700 to just under $3,000.
That's amazing. What a great example too of just a simple mindset shift and a couple of easy things to implement that can make a huge difference in how somebody wants to stay, because they're getting more stuff, they're being rewarded. One of the terms we call it in our industry is it's a consumption strategy. How can I help someone consume the product they're investing in? We have, you know, you've heard this, the little joke in our industry about shelf help. You know, they buy all this stuff hoping it's going to make their business better, but it just ends up sitting on the shelf. And it's a great strategy to help with retention and to avoid refund requests, because how many times do people said, I've never used this, I want a refund? You know, that's the worst thing we could. So I love it. So I know we could like spend hours talking about all these great strategies to help people increase their profits. And you know, you were both like a treasure trove full of different techniques to grow your income and profits. But I want to switch gears and just talk a little bit about what's coming up next for you. What are you really excited about? What's coming in your dream business?
It is my next live event, as you know, because you're speaking at. Thank you very much. No, I'm super excited. So I started doing these events, and guess what? It turned out I was pretty good at it, and people loved them. So I do them about every 7 to 9 months. The next one is February 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2017 in Orlando, Florida. So for a lot of people on the East Coast like me, there could be worse places to go to than Orlando. And it's really, if you've been a seminar junkie like Melanie and myself, this is completely different. This is 100% no fluff, pitch-free zone. It's really 3 days of learning. You'll walk away with what I call my million-dollar blueprint, how I've grown and how I continue to market and grow my own dream businesses. We do, I think last count, at the last event, Melanie, we did like 24 profit seats. It's a wonderful event. And it, as you know, from doing your own events, it is so much work. And, you know, that's really, it's all consuming other than the other things I've been going through, which you opened the call with, but it's going to be a fantastic event. In addition to yourself, we've got our mutual friend, Bob Berg, author of the co-author of the Go-Giver series. And a lot of my team members, Michelle Prince is coming in. It's an incredible learning event. And half the people every time, and it keeps growing, keep coming back. And that says a lot about the community and the camaraderie. People make lifelong friends. JVs are done there. It's a really great event.
Yeah, I love it. I have to say, it's the only event I keep coming back to speak at because it's such a unique experience and people are actually getting huge results. And it's my honor to come and share my insights around mindset and productivity, which, by the way, Michelle Prince, the productivity expert, I don't know what she's talking about this time, but the three of us, I feel like it's like with Jim, it's kind of like you can ask for a bigger rock star to help create some breakthroughs. So I'm excited about it. Let's just share with everybody. Now, of course, you can find this on the show notes. So if you're, you know, screwing around trying to find a pen to write, don't worry, you can come back to the show notes, which we'll give you at the end. But Jim, how can they find out about Dream Business Academy?
Dream Biz Academy, dreambizacademy.com. There is still early bird registration, so check that out. It's a wonderful event, and we do sell out. We do cap it somewhere around 60 people. One of the reasons we do that is I like running it like a boutique, or it's an intimate experience because I get really transparent. I mean, I share a lot of my early years, the good, the bad, the ugly, and I find that really helps people at different stages of the business. And it's pretty hard to share how many ways you've screwed up when you're in front of 1,000 people. So we keep it small. But the other thing that happens, Melanie, and I realized this after the very first one in Las Vegas 3 years ago, was that people started opening up and sharing. And it turned into this place where people were comfortable. This is where I am. This is what my challenge is. And you don't always get that in a big environment. So I will always keep it to a somewhat small event. And I buy lunch all 3 days. You know, I don't buy hot dogs. I give everybody a good lunch all 3 days. And there's a lot of networking time. And some really, really great people. So dreambizacademy.com.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I can't wait. And so if you're listening to this much, much later, don't worry. You can still go and check it out and see what Jim's up to next. And Jim, can we, before we wrap up, just share with everybody how they can get a free copy of one of my most favorite books that I kind of backwards contributed to.
Backwards? You helped me write the That'll be forever my faux pas. But no, I give
it's
you
awesome time. The way it turned out.
It is a phenomenal, you know, Decide. So it's my sixth book. And I think it's the most important book because you know all too well how you've helped so many people, Melanie. It is, I forget who said this, is checkup from the neck up. But, you know, you can go learn 10 new strategies. You can learn the latest tweaks on Facebook marketing. You can learn how to grow a bigger list. But if your head is not screwed on correctly, and I mean that as from an entrepreneurial money-making mindset, you will forever be stunting your growth. And so when Melanie spoke at my first event that she came to, which is in San Diego, as good as our event was, it was like magic because, you know, I can talk about mindset, millionaire mindset and things like that. But when Melanie did, there were so many breakthroughs. And, so it's a really good book. I talk all about your head trash and things like that. So if you're having limiting thoughts and beliefs, you're going to love this book. Melanie, one of the greatest compliments I received, the variation of this letter at least 5 times, was, Jim, I know you wrote this book for me and I hate you, but thank you. Because I call people out on their stuff and I do it by pointing out my own stuff and how I fixed it. But anyway, you can get a free copy of the book, not PDF or anything else, mail you a paperback. It's like a 185-page book. The book is free. The only thing I'll ask is you pay $6.95 for the shipping and handling. Even if you're listening to this in another country, $6.95, I'll still ship it to you. It's decideforsuccessbook.com, decideforsuccessbook.com, and we'll get that out within 24 hours.
Thanks. I love this book, and it's kind of fun when people say, hey, I read that part where that you taught Jim how to do this, or when you shared that, or it's really fun the way it came together, and it's an extraordinary book, especially if you feel stuck or you catch yourself kind of holding yourself back or you have decision paralysis. you know, there's a lot of things that's really common in this entrepreneurial community. And I think Decide, The Ultimate Success Trigger is a great book to really give you some inspiration, but some hard-hitting facts about where you're getting in your own way because you're not using the power of a decision.
You know, if you ever, and I'm talking to the people who are listening to this, if you've ever had a, what I call a 3 a.m. holy crap moment. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it's dark out. You should be sleeping soundly, but you're not. Your eyes are wide awake. You're looking up at the dark ceiling going, holy crap, I don't know if I can make payroll. Holy crap, I'm a month behind in my mortgage and my rent. Holy crap, I haven't paid myself and I own the damn business. If you've had a holy crap moment, I'm going to tell you what the biggest reason for that is and how you get over that in the book. I won't tell you now.
That's a good teaser. All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much for being here today. And thank you for listening in. As I mentioned before, you can find all the show notes and the resources and the links to get the free book, how to find out about Dream Business Academy, and just how to find everything out about Jim on the show notes at melaniebenson.com/blog. And I will look forward to seeing you again next week for another really inspiring and powerful episode of Amplify Your Success.
Can I do one more thing, Melanie? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I know you were just signing off. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
I'm inspired here. If anybody listening to this show on Melanie's show, and I know a ton of people do, if you go check out Dream Biz Academy, if you want to register, if you feel inspired, enter the coupon code PODCAST. And I'll take $100 off your registration. Then you come hang out with me and Melanie.
Super sweet.
Enter the coupon code PODCAST. I'll take $100 off your registration. And that should make it really easy for you to get there.
Well, that's kind of a no lose deal there. So
there you go.
Take advantage of it. And hey, if I see you there because you're taking advantage of this great offer, make sure you say hi and let me know that you found out about this on the podcast.
Awesome.
All right, gang. Well, we'll see you again next week. And Jim, thanks so much for being here with us and sharing a little insight into how to create a dream business.
Always my pleasure, Mel.
So thanks for being here, everybody. And thanks again, Jim, for your generous offer and for joining me on Amplify Your Success podcast. And hey, if you've enjoyed today's episode, would you do me a huge, huge favor? Rate it on iTunes for me. You can just pop over to the iTunes podcast section. Search for Amplify Your Success podcast, and you can give us a little star or 5 stars or whatever it is, and say what you loved about the show today. If you've got questions or want the resources and the show notes, head on over to the blog at melaniebenson.com. We'll see you guys again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.